You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
On display at the Western Australia Maritime Museum at Fremantle from September 13 to December 9, 2018, the French explorers 1800-1820, including two exhibitions. The first one, The Art of Science, Baudin's Voyager, 1800-1804, and Return to Australia, De Freycinet's Expedition, 1817-1820. And now here with us on the phone for SBS French, Diana Jones, the Executive Director of Collections and Research at the Western Australian Museum. Diana, welcome and thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Diana, so you developed the first exhibition on Baudin in Australia in 1984. You were responsible for identifying crustaceans from the Baudin expedition. From the expedition's original artwork and writings, how did your interest in Baudin grow?
Well, it was very interesting because I was asked to identify the crustaceans which had been collected by the Baudin expedition. I was new to Australian then, and I thought that the Baudin expedition must be a contemporary expedition. And I agreed, I thought, yes, I would get specimens and I'd be able to identify them quite easily. However, I then found out, much to my horror at the time, that it was from the old journals of the people on an expedition that had arrived in Australia in 1801, and there were beautiful paintings and drawings, but there were very few, if any, specimens that had remained. So it had to be done from these original documents. Luckily, there was a wonderful woman called Madame Jacqueline Bonmain at the Museum d'Histoire Naturelle in Le Havre, where all of these dossiers are found, and she and I met either in Australia or in Western Australia or in France, and together she helped translate, and so I managed to identify, in fact, all the crustaceans, and I had not any idea that all the French names in Western Australia are, I'm sure, on different features of geography along the coast had been actually named by that expedition. And at the same time, I was also lucky enough to be doing some work at the Museum d'Histoire Naturelle in Paris on crustaceans between that time, and I still actually work with them there now. So that also meant that I was going to France looking at crustaceans in the museum in Paris and talking to scientists there, and they filled me in with lots of information about the Baudin expedition, because I had realised by this time that nobody in Western Australia knew much about this expedition. And my amis in Paris then mentioned to me that in 2001 it was going to be the 200th anniversary of Baudin arriving in Australian waters, and in fact they first footed in the southwest of Western Australia at Eagle Bay, and they suggested that perhaps I should do an exhibition, which I did. And so I've become intimately and quite emotionally involved with the expedition, all from identifying those crustaceans a long time ago.
And for maybe our listeners who are not familiar with Baudin, Nicolas Thomas Baudin was a French explorer, cartographer, naturalist, and hydrographer. Can you tell us a bit more about the history behind Baudin's voyage during the Napoleonic era?
Yes, well, this was the age of enlightenment when people were beginning to think so differently about science and religion, and it was also at a period of time of the French Revolution, and there were new ideas. People were thinking in new and different ways, I think. Baudin had suggested an expedition to what was called Terra Incognita, which everybody was aware, I think the explorers were aware that there was a land in the Southern Ocean, but nobody knew actually if it was an island or a series of islands or what it was. He had suggested an expedition to go and search for this elusive land. At this stage, Napoleon had become emperor, and he was very interested in the voyage, and so he, in fact, gave a lot of money towards, supported financially the voyage very much, and also supported the philosophy of finding what was there in the Southern Ocean, looking for new lands from the point of view, I think, of exploration. People say it might have been a colonial impetus as well. There's a lot of, I guess, conjecture about that, but certainly it was at that time when people were very keen to discover the world around them.
And what can the visitors expect to discover from this exhibition?
We will be showing the beautiful drawings and paintings from the expedition. These are all the original artworks from the expedition. And it's the first time they have travelled from France, so it is a great privilege for us to be able to show them. At the time of these expeditions, of course, there were no things like photographs, so the expeditions took with them painters. Now, on the Baudin expedition, it's rather interesting. They started off with three painters, but the expedition on the way to the Australian shores took rather longer than was anticipated, and they stopped at Île-de-France, which was Mauritius, to have some new provisions put on board. And there, the three artists walked off and didn't want to continue with the expedition. Luckily, there were two young gunners on the expedition, Petit and Lazoire. They had been seen to be sketching and doing some beautiful work. And in fact, the captain, Baudin, had asked them to illustrate his journal. And so he appointed them the official artists of the expedition. And they painted these wonderful drawings that we have. Lazoire very much favoured the zoological type of specimens. And he did absolutely exquisite, very detailed pictures of the fauna that they found, whether it was mainly marine fauna and terrestrial fauna. And Petit did absolutely very empathetic, beautiful paintings of Aboriginal people or the Indigenous people in where they lived, and especially the adornment that they might have. And that's so poignant because after the Europeans arrived in Australia, especially in Tasmania, the Aboriginals disappeared. And so they actually are showing pictures of some people, some races, especially on Burundi Island, for instance, where there are no Aboriginal people anymore. So it's quite amazing. So they will see things like that, and they'll also see the maps. This expedition actually did find that this elusive fifth continent was actually a continent. So there'd been a bit of mapping done on what we now know as the west coast of Australia, mainly by the Dutch. There was also some mapping that had been done on the east coast of Australia. And this expedition showed that Australia, in fact, was a continent because those west and east were part of one large piece of land, and this the Baudin expedition produced the first map of Australia. So that's on display, and in fact, what else have we got? Oh, we've got a chronometer that has come from the one of the boats. Mm-hmm. So it's an amazing work.
Why is it important to exhibit Baudin's objects and art here in Australia? What does it represent culturally and historically speaking?
I think it's very, very important to let people know about this very important expedition. My feeling is that most people know of the English, you know, Captain Cook. They know, certainly in the West, they know about the Dutch. But people still do not know about this Bodan expedition. And it was very, very important because it was the first expedition that actually really documented the flora and fauna of Australia. For instance, they took back, I think it was 3,000, they collected over 18,000 items, and they'd collected over nearly 4,000 animal species, 1,500 plant species, 600 species of seeds, and in fact they described 2,542 new animal species and more than 640 plant species. And so they doubled the number of species known in the world at that time. It's 10 times more than Captain Cook had actually collected or discovered. So there are many, many things, as well as all their mapping, and they took back live animals to France, which, of course, at that time was really, really important for people to see what these animals that nobody knew existed anywhere. So I think from an education point of view, it's very important to let people know what a wonderful expedition this was.
So if listeners are interested to have more information, they have to go on the Western Australian Museum website, right? museum.wa.gov.au.
Yes, they do. And we have, at the moment, at school holidays, still, so there's lots of expeditions lots of things there that children can do to explore for people. We have a French Explorers lecture series, and that's on Sundays at 2 o'clock, and there are guided tours through the exhibition. We have a Museum After Dark program, which has a French theme. We have a French film festival. So we have a lot of French things going on at the moment down there. So people, depending on what they're interested in, they can get a look at the website and they can book, or they can come down and have a look.
Well, fantastic, Diana. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much for letting me tell you.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.